Welcome to the daily VFN Radio Highlights, where we're keeping the conversation light at VFNTV.com. Enjoy.
So you're looking at, you know, here they put an outright attack on churches in France, and we're seeing a hit list. Today we're going to be talking about, you know, Rick Wiles is talking about a hit list against potentially over 15,000 folks that they're putting up. Your everyday citizens are even on this list. You can imagine how media is on this list. And this is a tragedy, but it's what we've been prophesying about and what we're seeing take place. And this is a nun. She was actually one of the nuns that were held, was kidnapped by these ISIS men. And she saw everything take place. And we just want to go there right now. This is Normandy Church, the nun that was taken, kidnapped by ISIS as she saw her priests beheaded on the altar. It's just tragic, tragic.
It was fear, especially when they entered. When I saw them, I said to myself, well, that's it, it's over. They were so motivated. They told me, you Christians, you kill us. Jack had just celebrated his mass. They took his place and they started preaching in Arabic. He was near the altar. They forced him to kneel and told him not to move. Jack loved all people, regardless of religion. That is all I can say. A faithful priest, a priest who loved everybody, who loved much.
It's just tragic to see over and over again we're seeing tragedy. Now we're seeing a direct assault against the churches in France. We saw that in Iraq. We talked about that. They even put the letter for Nazarene over the homes of Christians, and then they would go and just kill the families in there. So we're watching this thing progressing that while our president's lecturing us on the Crusaders and realizing this thing, you know, is morphing and going, you know, all over the place. And now we're watching a priest, this auxiliary minister who's working in this church. Mm-hmm. Normandy Church, and with the nuns, and they're praying and going through their normal services they go through, and then the people, their neighbors who were just baptized by this particular priest, they're seeing him beheaded on the altar. Make sure that your heart stays soft. This is so tragic. The thing about it is that you can see this and experience it over and over again. You could just turn off reality and say, you know, I'm just not going to watch it. What's going to happen is just darkness is going to increase even more.
Yeah.
I want you to hear what God told John Paul Jackson. You know, this thing, how does this thing stop? This is what he told him, because the question was, when John Paul Jackson was seeing these things going to be happening in the world, listen to what God told John Paul Jackson. The thing is, we've got to begin to cry out to God. Watch this.
He said, my people are going to cry out to me. I said, when? And he says, it will keep getting darker until they do. It will keep getting darker until they do.
To me, this is enough. It's like, we just want this madness to stop, but it stops when we cry out to God. If my people who are called by my name and cry out to the Lord. You've just been listening to the highlights from VFN-TV and the Data Radio program, where we're keeping the conversation light. Listen or watch more programs and check out the VFN Torch at VFNTV.com. Don't forget about our VFNTV app, where no matter where you are, you can take the light with you and share with your friends. We want to thank our sponsors and partners who make this program possible. Take the time and support our sponsors. You can locate them at VFNTV.com and select sponsors. If you'd like to become a sponsor or a partner, you can do so at VFNTV.com. VFNTV and the Daily Radio Program, where we're keeping the conversation light.